This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have arrived at the All-Star break. Excited? You seem so excited.
Well,
could you be any more excited?
If the Cavs are 44-10, no. But the All-Star break, a weekend, whatever they're calling, whatever it is they're doing in San Francisco. No, I really have no interest other than hoping that none of the Cavaliers participating get hurt. And they win their respective events.
It doesn't increase your watchability a little bit more?
The odds of me watching anything on Sunday are probably next to none. I'll probably watch Saturday night just to see, you know, can Darius win the three-point shootout, right? That's like the one event I enjoy. Because they're just running around chucking threes off racks, right? But the rest of it, the Cavs hold better dunk contests at halftime than the NBA dunk contest.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody has that opinion about the NBA All-Star break, which, and I agree to some degree, of like, it's not what it meant to me when I was 11. I think some of that's like our age.
Well, you know who they're blaming now for ruining the dunk contest, right?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't participate 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I think we've seen traditional dunks, and now everybody knows, well, okay, you can't do a windmill. You can't do almost any NBA athlete now can do from the free throw line.
Right.
So I think the problem is now it's like, all right, there's going to be a little person at midcourt. You're going to jump over him, jump off this, bounce off this, and then have a Hyundai drive you up to the goal, and then you're going to dunk off it. Like, there's like 7 steps to it. And none of it's like an actual dunk you would see in the game.
Right. Like the type of dunks that I'd want to see, like them going off mini trampolines and stuff like that, I don't want to see any of the stunts because I'm afraid they're going to kill themselves attempting this. But I don't know, bring in like the Harlem Globetrotters or something like that to do dunk offs. I just think that the dunk contest now is kind of
Oh, no, they've definitely gimmicked it to a point where it's even the game.
But you get one shot to do it. Like I don't want to sit there for 5 minutes watching you trying to bounce the basketball high in the air, do a 360 to catch it, and then contort yourself to dunk it, and you blow the dunk, and so you spend 5 minutes trying to do that thing. Then you realize, oh, I only have 60 seconds left to actually complete the dunk, so then you like come up with something basic and lame after that. Like it's not appealing.
All right, now that we're talking here, now I can fix it. Give me the CBA version of the dunk contest. Only people, the only people that are allowed to dunk are 6'1 and under. Think about it. Because everybody that's 6'10" and has jumps out of the building, I've seen that.
Right.
Give me the Short Kings. Give me the Short Kings dunk competition, and I'll be all the way in. Find me and NBA players. I don't even know. Like,
how did I know that this conversation was going to go back to the vertically challenged?
Well, no. I was thinking initially, give me the big man dunk competition, but Joel Embiid would blow out both Achilles doing that, and so would Kristaps Porzingis and just about every other. Anthony Davis wouldn't even make it into the building. He'd break his face walking into the building. So we can't do it with the bigs because they're fragile. So give me the short kings. All right, give me Nate Robinson with a new kidney out there. Okay, he doesn't play anymore, but you know what I'm saying. But no, I mean, I actually think this is more interesting from my standpoint because the Cavs are so well represented.
Yeah.
Like, the All-Star break is always what it's going to be, which is I will not sit down and intently watch anything other than three-point competition. But it is on in the background.
So it makes for good background noise.
It is somewhere, it's, you know, it, like all All-Star games now are just background noise. So knowing, Donovan checked in. Okay, maybe I'm more likely to watch that 2 minute of whatever stupid mini tournament they're trying now.
First 40 or something? Or
I honestly, I'll find out on Sunday. Because I started reading the rules today because I was like, gotta refresh on these.
And I'm
like,
it's a manual.
We're going to have to have Mac Q, Careless Whisperer, just to start. No, that's not what I'm saying, Mac.
No, because I can't explain it. That's the problem now. Yeah. This is something I now cannot explain.
And that music takes you to a place, and it's a little early in the show for Uncle Daryl to go all the way downtown. But, to give the NBA credit, or maybe it's to give the Cavs credit, the Cavs have made this All-Star break 15% more interesting to me. And I think it does help having Darius in the three-point versus Donovan last year.
Yeah.
Because Donovan's a great scorer, and he's a good shooter, but, like, Darius is probably your purest shooter. Probably your purest shooter off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre Hunter's damn close. It's beautiful watching that dude shoot. But, yeah, I think Darius helps, too.
Yeah, I just... For me, and it used to be appointment television for me,
mm-hmm.
All-Star weekend.
How much of that, though, is just we were younger?
Yeah, I never watched really the Pro Bowl. The only time I watched the when they actually played a Pro Bowl game is when the Browns actually had a Pro Bowler, which was, like, rare. So just to see what they did in the game,
mm-hmm.
but no interest in the Pro Bowl. And then, but like the NBA All-Star, I used to be like, I couldn't wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was back in the late, you know, mid to late 90s and early 2000s.
So
when the games were fun. And I just don't think that All-Star games today, maybe outside Major League Baseball, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of hard not to try in baseball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the pitcher can groove one or throw a meatball up there. But, like, it's really hard to, like, quote-unquote, tone it down. Like, you saw them do in the Pro Bowl, which has led to the catastrophe that they put out with the Pro Bowl games or whatever it's called now, where they're resorting to dodgeball and flag football at this point and tug of war. And then, like, NBA All-Star, I used to really get hyped for that, and now I'm just like, yeah, meh. I may or may not see something Sunday.
I think I've landed on something, though, with this. I keep putting it in a specific way. I'll put it more directly. I think it's a generational thing. Like, when I talk to younger NBA fans, whether they're, you know, family members still in high school or, you know, college kids or freshly out of college, they're not as jaded about the All-Star game as we are.
Really?
Yeah, the reason being is they don't remember it being competitive.
Okay.
So it's more of a fun, hey, I'm a fan of these four players. Because again, I think the younger generations skew way towards individual fandom instead of team fandom, at least in the NBA.
Okay.
So I think there's a time and
place. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Place to like all-star games, and I think it's probably when you first fall in love with sports up until you get out of college, and then I think the longer you follow a sport, the more you realize how completely meaningless the game is. But I don't think younger fans care as much about you and me is what an absolute farce the NBA All-Star game is. I think that is an old head screaming at the cloud kind of thing, or relatively young head, as such myself. Still very much in his prime head.
I'm the old man yelling at the cloud, I guess, then, in the room. But I just, when All-Star games became a thing, and I'm going back to like the Babe Ruth era.
The aughts.
Yeah. When they did, you know, they did the barnstorming tours and stuff like that. Because the only way you were going to see those ball players is if you went to a major city and bought a major league ticket. And that was like your one chance to see those guys. And so they would like do these all-star barnstorming things, and eventually it turned into, you know, all-star. Like today, if you're a LeBron James fan, you can turn on your TV and see LeBron James at any given point. You can pick up your phone and see LeBron James play basketball at any given time. I just think that society has changed, culture has changed, technology has changed, therefore the need for all-star games, the need to bring players from different teams together and things like that. I just don't think it means as much anymore. But I don't think it matters anymore.
So again, I think some of this is to our age. Here's the other thing, though. I think we focus a lot on how hard these players play, and that is a factor. I mean, I think it was Chris Haynes reported that the NBA and the NBA Players Association got together with their players to talk about the importance of
playing defense,
of playing hard. And it's like, you can say whatever you want, they're not going to listen.
Right.
But I don't think it's just that.
Yeah,
I
but they did. They were doing that for like the last, I don't know, last 10 All-Star games, these conversations were being had.
Well, yeah, no, but I think my greater point is, I think we all know that these guys are going to go vacation together this summer. And so I feel like rivalries in general, like, what's the rivalry right now? And when it is a rivalry, it's like Cade Cunningham and, oh my gosh, there's some other player.
Jalen Green.
Yeah, Jalen Green.
Somebody, Tristan Thompson versus somebody from the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, versus all of Toronto potential. Like, there's just not.
There's no Drake v. Kendrick Lamar beef.
There's no MJ freezing out Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Right? There's no, I know MJ, or I know Magic and Bird are friends now. They bleep and hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, in that way, it's kind of like professional wrestling.
And everybody hated the Bad Boy Pistons.
But in that way, it's like professional wrestling, in which some of that was built up for drama. But it's so easy to expose that stuff now, because of the amount of exposure.
Right.
So we don't even have like that little bit of like, well, maybe they just wanted to beat each other, maybe they didn't hate each other, but it was played up because we didn't have that kind of access. Like the kind of glass shield coming down between players and fans has led us to understand not only do these guys not hate each other, They're going to be in Cabo together whenever they get bounced out of the playoffs, or if they don't make the playoffs. Right. I think that kind of shatters the illusion of an all-star game for people our age as much as anything.
It's actually news if guys aren't bro hugging before and after games, yeah, right?
Hey, can I get that jersey? Can you not? Can you just keep punch him in the face and make me feel like I'm alive? 216-474-0092. But I will say, I think having Darius and Donovan and Evan represented, having Cavaliers over NBA All-Star Weekend has me more interested than I normally am. Does the amount the Cavs are in this NBA All-Star Weekend, is that going to impact how you watch the All-Star Weekend? And they said it about the Cavs without saying it about the Cavs. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.